You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here live from Eisenhower High School for the big day today. We're kind of rolling all this out to the community, Jeff. There is a morning meeting out at 8 a.m.
Right.
We're going to take a tour of the trading floor, and they're going to meet with their executives, mm-hmm. with a small group of folks, including the folks from Omaha, Nebraska, who are here. They've arrived. They're taking a tour of the school right now. We went out to see them back in the fall. William Jennings Bryan, we told you about that yesterday. That's the name of the high school that's there in Omaha that Howard's been involved with. Howard's son actually got involved, Howie, with that school,
okay.
and they helped fund this FFA program and this Ag Academy that they have there. They started out 84% free and reduced lunch school population,
right.
similar to Decatur in the demographics, a little different in the makeup, but they didn't have anything. You know, they started from scratch, and now they have the largest FFA chapter in all of the state of Nebraska,
which
is pretty impressive when you think about Nebraska
is
not a small ag state. I mean, it's pretty big. And so the idea was, when I originally started talking to Howard about this, was, you know, Farm Progress Show and an academy here at District 61, an FFA program. And if you remember back in August of last year, we took 600 kids, all the sixth graders from District 61, to the Farm Progress Show. And they had no idea. And I knew from our conversations with Tat and other people, you know, for whatever reason, over the last 50, 60 years with District 61, they weren't having these conversations with kids about the agribusiness industry and all the opportunities that are here in Decatur. This is home to ADM and Tate & Lyle and GSI, the largest John Deere independent dealer in the world, all of these agribusiness opportunities. And for some reason, public education wasn't doing a great job of lining these kids up with all these incredible careers, everything from ag scientist to welder and everything in between. And so all of this sort of, you know, after years of conversation comes together over the last couple of years, and here we are. Now, when we visited the folks at Bryan High School, they told us, and I think we knew just instinctively, that you have to get great leadership. You've got to get literally some people who are going to run these programs that are really going to come in and take ownership of this whole opportunity. And so the call went out and interviews were done, and I'm super thrilled to be able to tell you that sitting right here in front of us are the two new teachers that are going to be heading up these efforts at both Eisenhower and MacArthur High School, and we couldn't be happier to introduce you to them, and we're going to do that right now. Andrew Klein is the new ag educator for MacArthur, and Ashley Austin is the new ag educator for Eisenhower High School. So, first of all, Andrew,
yes,
you look familiar to me. Did you spend some time with Congressman Davis? Am I wrong?
Yes, I was an intern for Congressman Davis's D.C. office in the summer of 2016. So
okay,
got to spend some time out in D.C. and kind of work with some of the area businesses and the constituents in this part of our wonderful state. And so, somewhat familiar with the area and the agribusinesses because of Congressman Davis's role on the Ag Committee. So that's been helpful.
Gotcha. Okay, so so you are at least a little bit familiar with the Central Illinois area.
Yes, sir.
Now you're going to graduate from the University of Illinois?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. No, yes, I will. This
it's
upcoming
like, you just gave Paul a heart attack. They've already hired you. Yeah. No, tell me about how did you get into this career? How did you get into the University of Illinois? What made you decide to pursue this for a living?
Yeah, I'm actually a small-town farm kid, so I grew up in a very rural community in northwestern Illinois known as Amboy. It's a very small town, about 2,500 people. My graduating class was about 61 from high school, so a little bit different than the role that Ashley and I are going to be stepping into here at DPS in District 61. But that's what really excites me, because I know the path that I've kind of taken to get to this point involves a lot of those same opportunities that I hope we can showcase to the students here. So after high school, I was pretty heavily involved in FFA throughout high school, and then after high school, extended that opportunity to serving as a section president, like Reed Justice is doing right now, as you've mentioned him several times.
Yeah.
And then following up that experience, served as a state FFA officer for the state of Illinois, and extended that to a scholarship to U of I to study ag education, to hopefully come back here and now actually here in DPS District 61 deliver those same opportunities that I was given.
All right. Ashley, you come from the University of Kentucky, am I right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we know you have a better basketball program. We're working on
easy,
it.
Easy.
We're working on it. You know, how important is it to sort of understand, and when we talk about secondary careers, I mean, we have some incredible ag education in this community. We look at the University of Illinois and the School of Aces. Dean Kidwell is going to be with us a little bit later in the program, right? But we have stations in Lafayette, and you think about Purdue and the unbelievable opportunities there, all the way down to Kentucky. How did you find out about this position?
Well, I actually took a scholarship to Lincoln Lane Community College in Springfield to judge livestock. So when I moved there, I kind of had a passion for Central Illinois and really loved it. So when I started looking for jobs, I also looked back in this area.
Okay, so you find out about this, and I want to ask you guys, you know, what you know about the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and what you know about the funding of this program, which is in and of itself a little bit unique in that you guys are stepping into programs that you don't have to worry about going out and sort of begging for money or scrimping and saving. You're going to be able to do this the right way. How cool is that?
I think that is so amazing, and it's an opportunity afforded to not many educators when they step into this type of role to start a program. So I hope Ashley and I can be good stewards of that fund. We want to be respectful of the people who have donated their time and money to get this rolling and those people who are going to continue to invest in this program. So I think we know the job before us. I think we have all the materials and the help that we need to get the job done, and I look forward to seeing what we're going to do.
All right, now you guys have a little bit different background. What's your area of expertise?
Well, actually, just like Andrew, I grew up in a very rural town in northern Indiana, but I would say that my background in ag education is more animal science, having judged livestock at a collegiate level.
Okay, so you bring that strength to the table, and I understand you guys kind of complement each other, right? And the great thing about this is kids will be able to take classes at either or high school if there's areas of expertise that they want to get into.
Yes, absolutely. So sharing some of those expertise with each other as well, I think opportunities to share curriculum and make sure we're delivering very effective teaching to our students it'll be awesome.
All right. FFA, this is the sort of, not the unknown, but it's the harder thing to explain to kids. We can talk about Ag Academy, and once people get past the fact that we're not talking about farming, farming makes up less than 2% of the jobs in the agribusiness industry. I mean, there are few family farms left, right? I mean, it's not like it once was. 98% of the jobs are in and around what happens to that food after it's grown.
Yes, sir.
And so that's an amazing opportunity. We talk about this huge umbrella of all these different types of jobs that are available in the agribusiness industry. Now, the FFA program, a little harder to explain. It hasn't been Future Farmers of America since the 1980s. You know, they've changed the name because it's not about becoming a farmer because, as we just said, that's less than 2% of the jobs. What did the FFA program mean to you guys growing up and those soft skills that it teaches kids to be able to go out and tackle life?
Absolutely. I would say that when I first joined FFA, I was extremely shy. I was so shy that I was afraid to talk in front of other people. So that was one of the great things it taught me as a soft skill was being able to take leadership and talk to others in public speaking. And I think that's a skill, no matter what career you want to take, that you can use in a career.
Yeah, most of the people I know that are FFA kids are not even in necessarily agribusiness industry. You know, they took those skills they learned into other areas. We'll visit with Nicole Pateman. But what about that jacket? I mean, it's amazing to me because you have this corduroy blue jacket, right? You have yours?
Yes. Oh, still, yes, multiple. I'm sure Andrew's the same.
Yes.
Everybody I talk to, that once they have that jacket, they never get rid of it. I mean, you talk to people in their 70s, they still have that jacket.
Right.
And why is that?
I think it's because that jacket is such a token of the experiences that they had during their time in FFA, and it almost like it kind of burns it in your heart the last time you take it off because students get so attached to it, and rightfully so, right? They have so many life-changing experiences wearing their jacket that it represents all of those good things that have happened to them during their experience in the National FFA organization.
Talk about the competition and, you know, what that means and the travel and getting to know other kids and what that teaches you.
I would definitely say it's such a small community. Actually, Andrew and I don't have any same experiences in terms of school-wise, but we actually still knew each other because we were so heavily involved in FFA in our younger years. So I think it helps you find people all across the country to be friends with and also just kind of make more connections when you do start looking for jobs.
All right. And so those are the soft skills that are missing. Man, is it missing, right? And it's not getting any better. I mean, you know, we interview people, you know, coming into journalism or into broadcast.
Sure.
And you think, oh, my God, you know, these kids have been like playing video games with their friends in a room locked away. They can't talk to people. You know, those and it is amazing how young people can stand out with a program like this, head and shoulders above the rest of the competition as far as laying out a career path for yourself.
And now what's amazing about that, too, is that on the backside of this, the primary function of the National FFA organization in ag education is to recruit students into those agricultural careers, many of which are found here in the Decatur area. So now agriculture, when you talk about across the entire career spectrum, has an awesome field of young candidates who are coming out of ag education programs in high school, going into careers or pursuing a college path and an ag degree, and they're just a notch above the rest because they have soft skills, they're able to talk to people, they're able to do an interview, explain a story or shared experience, and it just puts them that further ahead because it takes them less time to explain themselves, to introduce themselves, and to honestly to sell themselves to a future employer or a future college.
All right, we're visiting with Andrew Klein and Ashley Austin, who are the new ag educators here for District 61. They will be starting, when do you guys actually officially start?
I think August 13th is the official start date. Yes.
So there's around 100 kids that have enrolled in this Ag Academy already. We didn't know. You don't know what to expect. We're doing a huge educational campaign aimed digitally at these kids to inform them about the types of careers that are available. It starts with ag.com. If you want to check that out, it's on Facebook. We're giving away about $1,000 Xbox One package that we're giving away just by liking the Facebook page. And there's all kinds of great videos that we're doing with Matt Hall and Heroic Age about all 21 different career paths in agribusiness, everything from welding to food science and everything in between. So when you guys hit the ground running, I really think you're going to find the entire resources of this community behind you. Are you excited about the day? You're going to take a tour of ADM. We've got a big community leaders luncheon at MacArthur. We're going to go out and see one of the high-end science parts of agri-careers later this afternoon. How cool is that?
I think that's amazing. So right now, today we get to start introducing ourselves to the community, to the resources that we're going to have available, and to the careers that we're going to be connecting students here from Decatur to the Decatur community.
How cool. I'm very excited about you guys being here. I'm very excited about what you're going to do. You get a chance to literally put your stamp on this and make it your own. And you guys are the key. I mean, the funding is great and all of this is great, but what you guys do, rolling up your sleeves and being in these classrooms with these kids, is going to make a huge difference on the impact on their lives. And it's a huge responsibility. I'm sure both of you are up to it, but I can't be more excited for you. And welcome to the community.
Thank you very much.
All right. See, that's cool. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. We're gonna take a break. I Lindsay's like all kinds of chastising me, and I probably deserve it.
Probably.
No. See, you fall for that every time.
God, I'm kidding.
We're gonna take a break.
Take a break.
Back here, we're gonna visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and then Courtney Carson's gonna join us, one of the District 61 school board members. We have Regan Deering, her grandfather is who this academy is named after, the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. I don't know if there's a bigger name in agribusiness than Duane Andreas.
No, probably not.
I mean, probably as big, not any bigger than Duane Andreas. A little bit later today, we'll introduce you to Dean Kidwell from the U of I School of Aces is going to be with us here today, and then the folks from the Bryan High School in Omaha, Nebraska. They are actually physically here on the grounds taking a tour of Eisenhower High School this morning. So all of that straight ahead. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Stay tuned.